Welcome to my podcast. My name is Earl Blackman. This is the place where I challenge, motivate, and inspire. For the next few moments, I want to engage your mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Okay, so let me get into this real quick, right? So there's a saying out that everyone's using nowadays is I'm chasing after my dreams. I'm chasing after my dreams. And I don't think that saying works, or I don't think that saying makes sense. Now, this has been on my mind for a long time, but I haven't been able to put it into words. But today, as I was thinking about something, you know, to put on my podcast, I was thinking, yeah, just let me touch on this for a minute. And so I've been trying to do this for a long time, this topic of chasing our dreams. Now, I'm not going to speak for too long. I want it to be a short thing. So yeah, we use this saying all the time now. I'm chasing after my dreams and chasing after my dreams. And I don't think that saying makes sense. The reason why I don't think it makes sense is because your dream is an idea. Your dream is a vision. Your dream is something that you've mentally put together and formed in your mind. And so your dream is in your head. Your dream doesn't exist yet. Your dream is non-material. So how are you going to chase after something that's non-material? How can you hold on to something? How can you grab hold of something that doesn't exist yet? So that doesn't make sense, first of all. It's like trying to chase the wind, or it's like trying to chase a ghost or play it with a ghost. Like, you can't catch a ghost, you can't chase the wind, you can't grab the wind. So it's like that's the same thing as what happens when you try and chase your dreams. If your dream is an idea, if your dream is a vision, ideas were supposed to be established, ideas were supposed to be created. So instead of chasing your dreams, create your dreams, because your dream is an idea. And your ideas are supposed to be created, not chased after. Chased after? Is that a word? Chased? Yeah, chased after. You're not supposed to chase after your dreams or your ideas. You're supposed to create them. So how do you create your dreams, or how do you make your dreams come to pass? Well, you have to use your resources around you, and you have to use the skill set, your natural gifts and talents, in order to make that thing come to pass. And so I think now we need to move into the era where we create our dreams, where we establish our dreams, where we live. Well, we grab hold of the ideas and the things that we have in our head. We say, listen, I have enough gifts, I have enough talents, I have enough energy, I have enough positivity to make this thing come to pass. And so I'm not going to be, you know, sometimes as a young entrepreneur, as someone that's trying to make things happen, as someone that's trying to, you know, enter into financial freedom or live their dreams. Chasing your dreams is very long, because you get tired, because you're running after something. You know, eventually when you're running after something for so long, you get tired. But when you think about your dreams, instead of something being ahead in the future that you're running after, think about your dream as something that is inside of you that you're just releasing on a day-to-day basis, because that's what's happening. Your dream is inside of you, your vision is inside of you, and you're just releasing it, you're just creating it, you're just making it happen. When you begin to get in touch with your skills, your gifts, your talents, your purpose, and use the resources around you to make it happen. And so that was just some quick motivation. Forget about chasing your dreams, stop chasing your dreams, but rather create them. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. Don't forget to visit the website www.lblackman.com. Until the next time.